Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Monday, May the 18th, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour, and we're going to have a great show today here, kicking off your work week. Now, here is the good news, as I see it, at this particular point, with where we are in the week, is that a week from today, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is Memorial Day. So, for most everybody, next week you will have Memorial Day off, or you'll be celebrating with a cookout or family get-together or something of that nature. So, a week from today, you will probably still be in bed or relaxing from the comfort of your own home and getting ready for a big event on Memorial Day, which, as we all know, Memorial Day is the official kickoff to summer. Even though it's not the first day of summer, the summer solstice will come on June 21st, they call Memorial Day the official kickoff of summer, which has always, well, this year it's kind of puzzling because this whole coronavirus thing, COVID-19, has got us all confused. And is it the official kickoff to summer? Who really knows? Probably still is. But we talk about so much else now with all this coronavirus going on. It doesn't really seem that way, although the temperatures did go up this past weekend, which was a lot of fun. I see, I've got to double check myself now to make sure next Monday is Memorial Day. Yes, next Monday is Memorial Day, but the way Memorial Day is positioned this year, it is the earliest that Memorial Day can ever come, because Memorial Day is the last Monday of May. So it will be next Monday, the 25th, but we will have almost a whole nother week in the month of May, because the following Sunday is the 31st, and the 1st of June is on the following Monday. So 2 weeks away from the month of June at this time. Interesting. So next Monday, Memorial Day, that will be a lot of fun. Now, want to talk a little bit about a lot of things this morning, and we'll get your opinions on some of these things on the toll-free line, which is open, by the way, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A lot of interesting things going on locally, statewide, nationally. And, of course, we always start with a little McDonald's story, because this story this morning I find kind of funny. Number one, since things are starting to open back up, I have noticed that the lines at McDonald's in the morning are getting a little longer when I stop there to get my diet soda. Now, we did learn last Friday that I really had a debacle last Friday. I mean, let me just discuss that. If you weren't listening last Friday, what happened was I went to McDonald's to get my large Diet Coke, which I do every morning, and I'm still not sure what they gave me. I know it wasn't a Diet Coke. I know it wasn't a regular Coke. It could have been Dr. Pepper, although I'm not really sure if the McDonald's serves Dr. Pepper or not. I was going to ask them that this morning when I went through, because I don't think we ever got a definitive answer on if McDonald's serves Dr. Pepper or not. Somebody said it could have been a Mr. Pibb, because Mr. Pibb is a Coke product. It could have been a Mr. Pibb. Trust me, it was not a Diet Coke. It was not a regular Coke. It was definitely something else. So that was the debacle on Friday. But the good news coming out of Friday was Jeff Ruth happened to be listening to the program, and he was up early that morning. Now, Jeff is not up early right now, because he sleeps now till like 11 or 12 in the afternoon. You know, that's what retirement can do to a lot of people. and quarantine. Retirement and quarantine at the same time can push your sleeping habits to 11 or 12 in the afternoon. But he happened to be up early on Friday because I think he was going to get a haircut, and he called in on the air and said he would bring me a diet soda because he'd heard of my debacle on Friday morning, possibly getting a Mr. Pibb, possibly getting a Dr. Pepper. And he did do that. He showed up here probably around 9:30 and delivered the large Diet Coke. And I just want to give him kind of a pat on the back because he also delivered a Sausage McMuffin when he came here. So I was highly impressed with that. So that happened at 9:30 on Friday. Then, as Friday progressed, because I think people felt bad, because I'd had a bad morning in regard to getting my diet soda turned into a Mr. Pibb or a Dr. Pepper. So Jeff came at 9:30 and delivered one diet soda. And Friday's the long day when I'm live from 8 until 1 in the afternoon. And at, I think it was 11 o'clock, so about an hour and a half after Jeff was here, Abby Croman showed up, who was a guest on this program twice last week, which was a lot of fun because Abby had not been on in a long time. And Abby showed up with a pop and then became a guest on the show for about 2 hours Friday afternoon. And we had a lot of fun. So that was great. Now, Abby didn't bring any food, which kind of turned into a conversation on Friday, to be honest with you. Because here became the conversation. Abby showed up and said the reason she did not show up with food is because McDonald's does not serve breakfast all day anymore. Now, I had not heard of this. But I did end up being told by several other people that she was right, that McDonald's does not serve all-day breakfast right now. Something to do with the coronavirus. What this respiratory flu has to do with not serving eggs and bacon and hotcakes all day, I have no idea. But apparently they don't serve all-day breakfast. But regardless, Abby did show up with a Diet Coke, so I thank her for that. So Friday was the day of three Diet Cokes, even though it started kind of badly by getting a Mr. Pibb or a Dr. Pepper or whatever that was. And I still am, I'm going to have to stop tomorrow and ask them if they have Mr. Pibb or Dr. Pepper to try to figure out what I was given on Friday. Now, the little story I wanted to tell about this morning is kind of fairly simple. All that happened was, there's always a problem with the money, because I usually pay in cash when I'm there in the morning. And the diet sodas at McDonald's are $1.07. So going through this morning, I paid my $1.07 with a dollar, a dime, and 2 pennies. So it was $1.12. So we all know that I should have gotten back a nickel. So I pull up to the window, I give the girl a dollar, a dime, and 2 pennies. And what I noticed immediately was there was trouble. Now, she left the window open, but she hit the button, the cash register open, and then I realized there was trouble. Because she kept looking down at her hand where the change was, and then she kept looking at the drawer, and then she would look at the receipt on the cash register. So she did this process like 3 times. Change in her hand, looked at the drawer, looked at the receipt. And I think she was trying to figure out, because here's where I think it goes all wrong. Because when you hand them the money, they say, thank you, have a nice day. But I think they say, thank you, have a nice day, before they ever look at what you've given them. And then I think there is just, I've never worked at McDonald's, but I think there must just be a button on the register that says exact change, and they hit that button, and then they don't know how much change to give you. So I think that's what happened this morning, because when she took my money, which was $1.12, she said, thank you, have a nice day. And then she realized I had given her more than $1.07, but she wasn't sure how much to give me back. But the good news is she did not shut the window. And then after about 3 trips of looking at the money in her hand, looking at her drawer, and looking at the receipt, she did hand me a nickel. So I did get my nickel this morning. And when I got to the second window and they gave me the diet soda, it was diet soda. So all is well this morning with the trip at McDonald's. So that's this morning's McDonald's Diet Coke update, which we like to give from time to time. Now, a few things I wanted to talk about that I saw this past weekend. And I hope I'm right with this because I saw the video yesterday, but it looked like to me that Harding had their drive-through graduation. I saw some video and some pictures of, it looked like a graduation set up in the parking lot at Harding High School. Now, my question is, did anybody partake in this graduation? And if so, what exactly happened? Because I did not watch the video. All I could really see was a couple tents set up, and it looked like there was a podium. I don't know if there was a speaker there, and I don't really know how it was handled. Were the parents allowed to let their kids walk up there? Did the kids get to walk up without masks? Were people allowed to... I don't know how it happened, but it looks like graduation took place yesterday for these high school students amid this pandemic, but I'm not really sure how it happened. So if anybody attended this graduation yesterday, or had a student who attended this graduation, or knows anything about it, or possibly there was another graduation going on. I don't know if the county schools did theirs yesterday. I don't know about Pleasant. I don't know about River Valley. I don't know about Ridgedale. I don't know about Elgin. If anybody has any information on any of these things, give me a call. It would be interesting to find out what exactly happened yesterday and how these things came off, and were people happy? Did it turn out in a way that made everybody happy? Because there was a lot of conjecture over how these high school graduations were going to happen. So give me an update on that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What was the Harding High School graduation like? Did it come off okay? Was everything good? How did they do it exactly? Did the valedictorian get to give their speech, or is that going to be done online? I don't know. There's a lot of questions up in the air on this particular subject. So give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Did anybody attend any graduations yesterday or over the weekend at all? And if so, how did they work? It would be a very interesting thing to learn how this all went. Because all I saw was the video stream online, which I did not watch very long, but as I say, it looked like there were two tents there and a podium maybe, but I'm not sure how it all worked. I'm not, because you can't see the other side of the camera, so I'm not sure if parents had to drive their kids through to pick up their diploma. I don't know if kids were allowed to get out of their cars. I don't know if the parents sat in their cars and watched. And could you hear if your child's name was called? You know, I remember that used to be a big part of graduation. When your child or the person you were there for would walk across the stage, you screamed. A lot of people would let off horns and all kinds of things, and it was a big deal. So I don't know how yesterday went. I do believe it did happen yesterday, because as I was driving in this morning on Center Street, the front of one of the houses was totally decorated in Harding colors with streamers and crepe paper and I think balloons. So it was a big day in a lot of ways, but let me know. If you were a part of that graduation or knew a graduate from Harding or any other school that maybe did a graduation yesterday, let me know how they came off, because there was so much worry about this whole thing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and let me know how the graduations went yesterday. It'd be an interesting topic to discuss, because I don't think there's ever going to be, well, I'm certain there hasn't been a graduation like that in the past, and I would venture to say there will never be a graduation like that in the future. I think it was a one of a kind, so let me know what it was like. Okay, and at any point, if you want to weigh in, I know a lot of people are in their cars and driving and can't always weigh in when I signal for somebody to call in, but if you'd like to call in, please feel free to do that, because it's interesting. A one-of-a-kind graduation yesterday. And are the county schools going to do the same thing that the city schools did? Have they decided? Have notes been sent out? Have those graduations already taken place? I really don't know. Now, here's what I did over the weekend. Now, I've been doing these Facebook Lives, of course, on Facebook, for a little bit of time now. Now, this all started when I found a camera that I had forgotten that I'd had, a webcam, and I have a pretty good microphone at home, and I would just click Facebook Live, and I would go on without really any announcement that I was going on, and we would get a fair amount of viewers, and people would ask questions, and it was just a lot of fun doing Facebook Live. So I realized, though, at one point that my camera was not as good as it should be. It was not the resolution that I needed it to be. And also, sometimes I like to record interviews at home in regard to podcasting and other things of that nature that are coming up very soon, because I can't get in here to record the interview. And I needed a new telephone interface at home to record these items. So this past Saturday, the items came like the weekend before. I'd had them for quite a while, but I just had not had the time to hook them up. So on Saturday, I hooked these items up. Now, for the most part, this went rather smoothly, because I had somebody else in the room with me while I was hooking them up. Matter of fact, I said to the person, because I was hanging out with this person on Saturday night, and I said, you're going to have to stay here while I do this, because if there were any technical glitches, you're going to have to come in and save me, or just like be my second on how to fix these problems. So the camera actually went fairly easy. Once I plugged it in, it pretty well was up and running. Now, here's the strange thing about the camera. It definitely has a higher resolution, there's no doubt about it, and it definitely picks up light better than the old camera that I had before. But it's funny because I have a light over my desk because the room is kind of dark. The office that I have my webcam and computer in are kind of dark. So I turn this light on over my desk when I'm doing the Facebook Live. And with this new camera, because of the high resolution, it really flushes out your face. Now, this may have been because it was after dark. Because when it's dark outside, and I was also sitting kind of close to the camera. When you do a Facebook Live with one person, you're usually right up on the camera. When you do a Facebook Live with two people, you end up sitting back a little bit so you both can be in the shot. But when I was sitting close and I had that light on, you know, that really flushes out your face. So that just goes to show you how high the resolution is on this particular camera, because it will flush out your face with no doubt. Now, that was good with the camera. Now, it took a little longer to hook up the telephone interface, although I finally did get it hooked up. So now I think I can record interviews from home. The only thing I'm not sure with on the interviews is just how the sound will be. Now, I did do a test on Saturday night. I had the person I was with. This is another reason I had the person stay around, is that they had their cell phone, so I made them go in another room and call me. And that way, you know, they could be on the other line and I could see how that would sound. Because usually the problem is not with you, because you're talking right into the receiver on the telephone. It's with the person on the other end. How good's the connection? How good is the machine picking them up? And from what I was able to ascertain from Saturday night, everything sounded good. So it was a good Saturday night in that regard, that everything went okay. Now, here's an interesting... I didn't expect to go here. So, yes, the new video camera, webcam, and telephone interface seem to be working fine. Now, nice person that I am, I have a friend who last Thursday... Now, remember this. This is last Thursday. I said to this person, I said, are you okay? Because what had happened with... this person was. I was supposed to get together with this person last week, or we had tried to get together in a group, and nobody was hearing back from this person. So last Thursday, I sent this person a message and I said, are you okay? And this is Thursday at like 10 o'clock at night. Now, Monday morning at 8:30, I get the response. Yes, I'm alive. Now, think about this. Thursday, Monday. You know, this is a long time in between to let people know that you are alive. So, I'm glad to know this person is alive. I don't know if they're listening or not. But, boy, it took a long, long time to get that response. How about that? Now, the son of this person graduated this past weekend. So maybe that was also a lot of the problem. That'll keep you busy when you have a kid who's graduating. And now, it's interesting. Here's something that's interesting. Is that... The messages are flying. I can't read them when they're flying that fast, but I think they're taking shots at me. But I know the son of one of these people. His name is Dawson, and this is a great kid. I've gotten to know him fairly well. When I see him in public, we talk. That's how I've kind of gotten to know him, and he's one of the graduates this year, and he is so much fun. You know, this is an 18-year-old kid, and he always says hello. Always has a conversation, always has something on his mind, always has an opinion, always has something to say, very personable. And, you know, I think a lot of times we all get very jaded about kids and what's coming up in their future. You know what? We're getting a call here, so we are going to take this call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, I have a question for you. Tracy Kistler normally comes on every Tuesday.
Yes.
I wonder if you could ask her a couple questions tomorrow. Yep. The Marion Star a few days ago said there was a mini outbreak at the Heartland for this virus.
Okay.
And I haven't heard anything from newspaper or radio about if they nipped that in the bud or not, so I thought maybe that'd be a good question to ask her tomorrow.
Okay.
And another thing would be, it was 80 degrees, felt like 90 yesterday. And we're going to have 80 to 90 degrees weather for like 3 or 4 months. And wearing a mask is very, very uncomfortable. And I wonder if she thinks it's realistic that people are going to be wearing these masks when it's that hot and humid.
You know what? She will be on tomorrow at 8:15, and I will ask her. So basically the questions are, there had been a report about a mini outbreak of COVID at Heartland here in Marion, but then we didn't hear anything more about it. And the other question is, with the 80 and 90 degree weather coming up, because obviously summer, it makes the masks very uncomfortable, and is it realistic that people will be wearing these masks?
You got it, Scott.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will have them ready to go, those questions ready for her at 8:15 tomorrow morning.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, bye-bye. So there you go. And, you know, you can do that. If you want to submit questions for Tracy Kinsler, who will be on tomorrow, Marion Public Health Commissioner at 8:15, or Mayor Scott Schertzer, who will be on tomorrow at 9:15. You can call in and let me know what those questions are, and we will certainly answer them. Now, what I want to say is that I was talking about Dawson, this graduate this year. Great kid, and sometimes we get jaded in saying that... You know, the next generation doesn't know what they're doing, and are they going to do anything great, and is it like the old days, and so on and so forth. Well, I'll tell you this. If Dawson is any representation of what the next generation is, and I would have to think that he is, the next generation is going to be just fine, because he is a great, great kid. But you know what? He comes from a great, great mother, so what more could you expect? So, Dawson, happy graduation. And I don't know if people are having graduation parties. Obviously, I did not get an invitation to one, if there is one going on. But happy graduation to Dawson and all the other graduates that will graduate this this next season. Now, did anybody attend a graduation? Did the graduation happen yesterday, or did I dream this up? I'm pretty sure I saw something on Facebook. If there was a graduation yesterday at Harding or someplace else, let me know. And if you attended it, what happened? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, I'm getting a word that there's no party yet. Well, will I be on the... Here's what I want to know. Well, somebody call in and tell me what graduation was like. This is important for the listening audience. Well, don't type it. Call in and tell me what graduation was like. Now, don't be shy. I know you're not shy. We learned that you're not dead this morning, so we need to know what graduation was like. This is pertinent information. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I went to Lincoln Park Saturday. About 2:30, they were setting up over there. It hadn't started yet, but it said graduation of 2020.
Interesting.
All up there, and it's down behind the pool. There's that shelter house, right behind the pool, and they was all gathering like parents there. I mean, it was really lined up. So I know they had something going on out there Saturday, but I got there ahead of time, so.
Well, I was trying to look. The video that I saw on the internet looked like something was set up in front of Harding. Now, that might have been Marion City Schools. It could have been Pleasant, could have been Ridgedale, I don't think could do it at the school. So that could have been their graduation over in Lincoln Park. But I don't know, you know, we learned that they weren't going to do these virtual graduations, but I don't know if they did drive-through. I don't know if the kids actually got to walk up and get their diploma. I don't know how the parents could hear anything from the car. I don't know how this worked. I'm kind of interested.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because when I seen that, like I say, there wasn't any students or anything yet, you know, so I definitely was probably quite a bit ahead of time. Maybe it was going to be 3 or 4, but like I say, all the way from fairground up through the park, they had the signs at graduation 2020, so.
Oh, well, that's very interesting.
That was Saturday afternoon, so.
So there was one over at Lincoln Park this past weekend.
Right, that's for sure.
Well, hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Now, I know somebody attended a graduation here. So call in and let me know how the graduation went yesterday. We're all interested to know. Was it a drive-in graduation? See, the listeners want to know. Was it a drive-in graduation? Was it a walk up and get your diploma? Did they scream everybody's name through a bullhorn? We don't know how this happened. Those of us who don't have high school graduates in our family, we don't know what happened. So let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So apparently there was an event at Harding yesterday, and apparently something at Lincoln Park on Saturday. So graduations are happening, but we're not really sure what's happening. So give me a call, 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Oh, this is interesting. And I'm not going to say this on air, so don't panic yourself if you're out there listening. I don't even know if you're out there listening at this point. But somebody is telling me something very interesting that I always assumed. Emotions are a funny thing. So there you go. Oh, by the way, and I'm not going to tell you who, because I know this will flip people out. I don't look at people's pictures online, to be honest with you. I feel bad about that. I don't look at people's pictures. I don't look at what people write. The only time I see it is if I happen to be on Facebook when it's there and it'll pop up. And every so often, I do see something. Now, here's something and I don't quite understand this. And let me tell you why I don't understand this. And I'm not sure... how do I say this? I'm not sure. Let me just tell you the story, and I'll tell you, it's easier to do that, and then I'll tell you what I don't understand. Now, we had some rain and hail storms over the last few days, and they would come on pretty quick, and then they were gone. So yesterday, I'm on, as people like to say, I was about to say Facebook, but then people will be upset that I didn't say the Facebook. I was on the Facebook, and I saw this picture of a group of people basically kind of all dressed in the same color shirt or not have, some of them didn't have shirts on at all. And it looked like they had all been out in the rain. So this picture catches my eye. And I think, well, I've got to read the caption of, what is this? And it was something about being out, having fun in the hail, in the rain. Now, I'm not saying that's not fun. As long as there's no lightning and thunder, that could be a lot of fun. You know, if there's no lightning and no thunder, that's safe. Go out and play in the rain if you want. But here's what I don't understand. Who took this picture? And who in the world decided this would be a good picture to take? And I'm not saying it was a bad picture. It was a perfectly fine picture. I just thought it was an interesting picture to take. That after being out in the hail and the rain, that somebody would document this. And nobody should be getting mad at me because nobody knows whose picture this is. I didn't say anybody's name. But I just thought that was one of the funniest things. I couldn't understand. Okay, I'm being told that the people played in the rain. Nothing wrong. I've went out in the rain sometimes and been bored and, you know, went outside in the middle of a rainstorm. What struck me as odd was that everybody was kind of dressed the same in the middle of this rainstorm, because I would think that would be a spontaneous activity. And that, who took the picture? I don't know. It's strange. It was just an odd picture. It struck me as odd. But that's fine. To each their own. I think that's fine. I just don't know who takes these pictures. Do you, like, find somebody on the street in the middle of a rainstorm and pull them over and say, I need you to snap this picture? We need to commemorate this moment of being outside in the hail and the rain that we're all wet. And there's a certain level here I can't really talk about, but there are certain things when you go out in the rain that the rain changes the landscape of a picture. Let me just tell you that. That's all I have to say. Okay. Oh, okay, well, somebody took... Okay, well, now I know somebody took the picture, but apparently this poor woman was not in the picture. Now, Can somebody call in and tell us what exactly happened at the graduation yesterday? Now, I know, because I'm getting messages right now from somebody who was at the graduation, and they will not respond and say, they will not call in and tell us what the graduation was like. Inquiring minds want to know here on the morning show. Call me, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We want to know, what happened yesterday at graduation? What was it like? This is probably the most unique graduation that will ever happen. I don't know if the kids are particularly happy with it, the graduation of 2020, but we had to do what we had to do. And how did it come off? How did it go? I'm glad the person understood what I was saying. That's all I'm saying. In the rain. 740-383-9944. Let me know how the graduation festivities went yesterday. I want to know. Let me know. We got about 11 minutes left here in this hour. We want to know about the graduation ceremonies that went on yesterday. 740-383-9944. And again, and by the way, if you want to call in and wish somebody a happy graduation, I know the graduations are so different this year. Feel free to do that, because I don't know what's being done with valedictorians. I don't know what's being done with salutatorians. I don't know if they're being allowed to give their speeches. I don't know how any of that's going, because I have not attended any graduations, and I have not attended any graduation parties. So I'm kind of in the dark on this entire thing. But if you have information, please let me know. 740-383-9944. But we do know something was going on in Lincoln Park on Saturday and at the high school on Sunday. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
You, what did you do to the public this morning? You can't hire nobody to call you.
I know. I scared them all away. I don't know what happened. We got the two calls, and, you know, I think people are hiding behind the internet. You know what I mean?
They're hiding behind something. I've been sitting here listening to you. you just, I don't know what you've done or what. Well, anyway, now to the back to the graduation. I salute all the graduation kids, but I can't tell you nothing about them. I didn't want to add it, so on and so forth. But I was out a little bit in the public, you know, yesterday, but, and I was surprised, Scott, I was surprised to see the public with not no masks on.
I know.
I mean, I was surprised. I'm not sure if that's going to fix our ordeal of spreading it, but it definitely can't hurt. But I don't know. I hate to think about. I seen a few instances at Columbus yesterday. I hate to see a business or economy or you know shut down again. We're in a bad enough a shape to worry about. You think people would kindly help us better than what they are? I don't understand our public.
It's an interesting thing.
If you're alone, Scott, 6 feet apart or out around the house or going up and down the sidewalk where you ain't come in contact with nobody, I could understand that mask. But when you're breast to breast, shoulder to shoulder, blah, 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 and nobody's got anything, I can't rightly understand that to save me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what it is, and I'm not really sure. It's interesting we had that caller earlier, and maybe it's partly that, you know, to wear one of these masks, it is a little uncomfortable, and a lot of people are having trouble breathing in them, and as the temperatures go up, you know, it's difficult. But I don't understand the whole thing, because if you're out in a restaurant eating, or you're in Columbus having a drink where these big crowds were this past weekend, you can't leave the mask on when you're eating and drinking. And obviously, if you go to the pool, I don't think you can leave the mask on. So I'm not sure. It's hard to tell everybody to wear a mask and then open these places where you clearly cannot wear a mask.
Well, I don't really think that they're getting you for what you, really truly what you can't do or whatever. It's the social gathering. This poor guy was heartbroken, and I can't hardly see it's that much his fault with these people lining up to come into his restaurant. He's got X. Did you see that? I don't know if you saw that on TV or not. He's got an Xbox that was 6 feet apart. Well, they wouldn't pay a bit more attention to that if you didn't have them down there. So I feel for the guy at they give him a ticket. There's two of them they give tickets to. You got to control the crowd if you're going to be open. And I just don't see the public are wanting them open, but they're really making it tough on the owner, real tough. So I feel for the guy, really. But I blame the public mostly for it because they know the rules and regulations, but when they break it, they hold the owner responsible, and that's I don't think that's right. But that's the law, and so that's about all I got to say.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. This was a story I wanted to tell this morning on the list. This past Saturday, I live very close to Meijer. So when the weather is nice, I just walk over to Meijer. And Saturday morning, there were a few items I needed to pick up very quick. I just needed to get a few. It wasn't like grocery shopping or anything. So I decide I'm going to walk over to Meijer. Well, during this whole ordeal, I have a whole lot of these masks because, you know, you want to wear them. You want to make everybody feel comfortable. But I always keep the masks in my car because, you know, you want to have them when you're out. Well, I never thought about it, and I left the house to go walk to Meijer, and obviously I did not have the car with me. So the car is at home where all the masks are. And when I get to the door, you know, just because we're conditioned not to go in without a mask, because that's the way it's always been, I walked in and I did not have a mask on, and nobody stopped me because it's not mandatory for the people going into Meijer to wear a mask. So I go in and I buy a few things, and I will tell you, people are very angry when they see you not wearing a mask. You know, they give you dirty looks.
Yep.
And they want you 6 feet away from them, and that's, which I'm fine. I like to stay about 8 feet away from people, even when we're not having a pandemic. So, I didn't do it on purpose. It was just one of those things.
Well, yeah, but I'd say majority of people are doing it. I got it figured that they're just doing it on purpose. Scott, I look at it. I can stay at home all the time, you know, and that way, I ain't going to interfere with anybody. But, Scott, you know, the governor is past that, you talk about that, trying to slow down the virus. It's out there, you know. Unless we kill it, we ain't going to get rid of it. It's plain and simple as that, and they ain't figured out how to kill it yet. But I look out for the other guy, the other person. The people that needs to work, and if you're sick, they can't work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's yourself, that ain't so bad. But going back to, you know, when we first talked, you're back. Self-respect. That's what's the matter with us. You don't respect the other person. And that's what this mask deal is about. I know it's aggravating to wear that mask. But when you're going in the store, you ain't going to stand that dadgum thing all day. You could go wear that thing when you go in. And if you've got one, most certainly they'll give you one if you ask one. Walmart will. But I was in there for a little while yesterday, and you know, I had something I had to take back. You know, this boy, he orders on that internet, fully on that internet stuff. But anyway, I didn't have anything to do but went with him, and I looked, I said, I can't believe there ain't no more people are wearing masks and what are. I said, I don't know. I said, oh, well, Scott, we ain't going to never get rid of it. If the people is frustrated, and, well, I'm not wired, but I don't have to. If they would get behind the scenes and see what this virus is causing these people and what they have to wear, and if you get it, baby, and what you're going to have to wear, I think maybe they think twice. I don't want to get in underneath one of them hoods and hook me up with the breathing machine. Man, I don't want nothing to do with that. I'll do about anything to keep away from that. So, if you get it, pray, bad, that's exactly what's going to happen to you. And maybe you make it, maybe you won't. But look at the counts, it's not making it. And that's what I look at. And Lord, I would be frustrated, dumbfounded, heartbroken if I even thought about it. I transferred this virus to somebody else.
Well,
especially this younger generation.
And I think
the younger generation. Now, the old generation, there's some of them, you know, but now a majority of them are taking heed. But the younger, I can understand it, if old people pass away. Yeah, you know, they're it. But the younger generation that's coming along, you know, that's got to make a living yet. That's the one I feel for.
Well, that is true, and I think that's one of the things going on right now. Are people going to start ending up in the hospital? We've only had one death in Marion outside the prison. What's that number going to look like? Hopefully Tracy will be able to fill us in tomorrow, Tracy Kinsler, and we'll be able to ask her, like, what is going on at Heartland with this mini outbreak, and what is going to happen when the temperatures get high? Next Monday is Memorial Day. Are people going to have cookouts? Are people going to have get-togethers? Are people going to wear masks the entire time? The stores will probably be packed next weekend because getting things ready for the big Memorial Day celebrations, and restaurants will be reopened by then. as well. I think they reopen on the 25th. So I, maybe it's, is that Memorial Day, 25th?
Yep.
So I guess, maybe they reopen. Yeah, they reopen on Memorial Day, which is kind of a strange day to reopen.
Yeah.
But, you know, how are they going to be on Memorial Day? It'll be very interesting to figure out, to say the least. But I always thank you for sharing your opinion. We're coming up on the break here, but thanks for calling.
Hey, have a nice day. I hope somebody calls you here after graduation, okay?
I need help. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to break. We'll be back here in about 15 minutes.
Internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by T Mechanicals. Address 285